hey, everybody. What do you say? What do you know? Happy Monday or whatever other day of the week it may be that you are listening to Shuck It. This is an Eat It and Like It podcast. My name is Jesse Blanco. I am the host of this here podcast as well as a locally produced television show. It goes by the name of Eat It and Like It with Jesse Blanco. It airs Sunday mornings, WSAV. 7:30 a.m. Yeah, it is bright and early, but that's why God invented the DVR, right? Of course it is. Want to welcome you to Shuck It, our brand new podcast. It has been a couple of months. We have a few episodes in the books, but it is still a brand new effort with the podcast. We are in now our seventh season of television, and we've been talking about the podcast for quite a while. We talk about food. We talk about food in Savannah. We talk about food in Hilton Head. We talk about anything we find interesting about food all over the South. If we've tried it, if we've heard about it, if we'd like to tip you off on something you might want to eat up in Charleston, we do get all over the place and we talk about all kinds of food. And obviously, with a heavy emphasis on the foods here in Savannah, Bluffton, and Hilton Head, because that's where I live. Pretty simple, right? Nothing complicated about that. They say, what is that stat? Most traffic accidents happen within 3 miles of your house. Well, no kidding, because that's where you spend most of your time. Duh. If I learned anything from my statistics professor in college is that statistics can be manipulated to reflect whatever you'd feel like. Exhibit A would be any cable news network. Go to your favorite one and they'll skew whatever you'd like, but that is a rabbit hole we don't want to go down right now, is it? Especially the holidays. Who wants to get grumpy with politics? We are here to talk about food. We are here to talk about a few new restaurants that have opened. We got a lot to get to, so I'll move through it. But I wanted to start with this. Excuse me one second while I grab a drink of water. I try to drink a gallon a day, and sometimes I'm more successful than other days. But I'm going to start off with an amazing effort. We are recording this podcast the Monday after the Best Week in Food here in Savannah, otherwise known as the Savannah Food and Wine Festival. The fifth annual festival just wrapped up yesterday with a brunch over at the Westin, as it does every year, Saturday being the Taste of Savannah. I got to tell you, if you attended any of the events, they were full, they were packed, they were fun. They were full of amazing food. They were full of fantastic drink. And for the first time in 5 years of the Savannah Food and Wine Festival, every single event that was held throughout the week sold out. And that was pretty awesome. It didn't sell out last minute either. I was notified Thursday night at our Eat It and Like It Speakeasy, Secret Savannah Speakeasy that we hold every year over at the Georgia Railroad Museum. I was told that night that Taste of Savannah, the big party on Saturday afternoon, was sold out. This was 2 days before. That is thousands of people who attended that fantastic event, and it's getting bigger and bigger every year. The footprint is growing. It's getting stretched out, but still the crowds keep coming, and that says a lot of things about a lot of things. I think it says something about, obviously, the allure of Savannah, held in a beautiful venue. If you've never been to the Georgia Railroad Museum, you owe yourself a visit when it's not Taste of Savannah. It's where all kinds of old rail cars are parked. There's a blacksmith shop that's in the back. That's where we have the Secret Savannah Speakeasy Party on Thursday night of Food Festival Week. There is so much history and nostalgia there at the Railroad Museum. And then to have this big modern food party there on a Saturday afternoon with a big smokestack and the tents and the samples and the farmers. And it's just an amazing scene if you appreciate food. But it's pretty awesome when you think about who attends Taste of Savannah. Because now 2 years going at the Railroad Museum, I start asking people. I know I have a lot of friends in Savannah, and I don't see a whole lot of them at Taste of Savannah. So you start asking people, where are you from? Where are you from? Where are you from? And I can't even begin to tell you how often I get Atlanta, Jacksonville, Charlotte. Yesterday, I was trying to make a point to find, or Saturday, I should say, I was trying to make a point to see who was coming from the farthest away. We had Louisiana, we had Colorado, we had New Mexico, we had California, we had New Jersey. He was a funny guy. But we have people from all over the country and all over the world that are coming to Savannah for the Savannah Food and Wine Festival, as evidenced by every ticket being sold. And the part about that I find most fascinating, frankly, and I mentioned this to my wife when I was told that everything was sold out on Thursday night, I said, you know, this is amazing. And the reason why I find it amazing is because Savannah's food scene is in its absolute infancy. I mean, the words I used were with my wife. I said, Savannah hasn't even gotten its swerve on. There are so many restaurants that are coming to this city, so much great food and great chefs. And those are only the ones that, frankly, I can talk about. I know of some that I know are coming that are kind of hush-hush, but I know enough to know that this city is just getting started when it comes to great food and great food events. I'm not crazy enough to think that the Savannah Food and Wine Festival will ultimately be the only food festival in this city. No, I think eventually we'll grow big enough that there will be others. Maybe a little more specific. I mean, we eat it and like it. We hold a fried chicken and champagne event every January in a hotel. It's sold out. And this one is coming up January of 2018. And you can find tickets at eatitandlikeit.com. But it will sell out. I have no problem saying that at all. I think more and more people are appreciating good food. More and more people are willing to pay a little bit more for great food. And there is an appreciation. And that's not just a Savannah, Hilton Head, Bluffton thing. That's an all over the country thing by the development of food on television. But Savannah's coming. Savannah's coming hard. And we aren't there yet. We are New Orleans or Charleston. And I don't know that we ever will be. But I don't think there's anybody around here that wants to be. We just want to be a great version of Savannah. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. So point being with all of that, the speakeasy was fantastic. Thanks to so many. Prohibition, circa 1875. Noble Fare, Kitchen 320 at the B Historic Hotel. Tybee Island Fish Camp, Tybee Island Social Club. So many restaurants are willing to return and be a part of that event. We couldn't do it without them or the volunteers. So much fun for the entire week. And guess what? We'll do it again next year. In 2018, there will be a sixth annual Savannah Food and Wine Festival. Dates are probably in the same window, second week of November. Nothing has been locked down yet, at least none that I have been told about. But it is coming, and it will be a lot of fun. My advice to you would be, if you'd like to come and join us, to get your tickets early. I know I beat the drum with Eat It and Like It. As soon as tickets go on sale in the spring, usually mid-late May, I want to say maybe sooner than that. Don't hold me to an exact date. But in the spring, the tickets go on sale. And they are never cheaper than they are when they first go on sale. I think the early bird pricing goes up until Memorial Day-ish, right around there, May 31st or so. After that, the prices go up, and you know, rightfully so. As you get closer, the prices go up. But if it's something that you'd like to attend next year, so many great events you can find at SavannahFoodAndWineFest.com. And I'm sure some will be added next year. Some were added this year. There was a dinner in Forsyth Park, dinner in the park on Saturday night. That was sold out, and I'm told it was wonderful as well. It was a beautiful evening, made even better by my Miami Hurricanes beating Notre Dame, but we won't get into that. Yeah, Jesse's happy boy. It's great to be a Miami Hurricane. We might just mess around and end up in a college football playoff. Uh-oh! For a team that's playing 17 true freshmen, the expectations were decent, but to end up in the playoff at the end of the year, if we can beat Clemson, who knows? One last thing before I take a quick break. I want to talk about Husk. Sean Brock did a cooking demo over at our Publix Tastemakers in the Round stage at Taste of Savannah. I got an update on the opening of Husk coming to Savannah to 12 West Oglethorpe near Bull Street. I'll share that with you after the break. Also want to tell you about a couple of new restaurants, sandwich shops, and other things that have opened. We'll get into that in a little bit. But what I wanted to put a little bug in your ear. If you missed the food festival and you had some kind of interest and you went, oh, darn, I realized too late that I wanted to go or whatever. I'm going to let you in on it's not a secret. It's pretty widely promoted. I know I do every single year, but it is quite possibly one of the best events along the Georgia coast. It's only been held twice, but it's coming to Jekyll Island on the weekend of February 8, 9, and 10, I believe it is. It's called Whiskey, Wine, and Wildlife. Now, Whiskey, Wine, and Wildlife is held beachfront at a big old pavilion they have there at the West in Jekyll Island. It's a multiple day night event, but the main taste of, if you will, the big party with all the tents and stuff is Saturday afternoon. And there's live music on a stage where, I say beachfront, right behind the stage is the ocean, the dunes and then the ocean. The scene is beautiful. Jekyll is pristine. It's a state park, for those of you that don't know, so it can't be overly developed with anything gaudy or ridiculous. It's protected. It's beautiful. It's quite a scene. It is quite a scene. And to top it all off, an argument can be made that they offer some of the best food of any festival along the coast that we've attended. They're all great. But something about Whiskey, Wine, and Wildlife brings out some inspiration in these chefs and the bites that they offer and the food that you can get there at the Westin and the Jekyll Island Club. It's just, it's fantastic. So you can find more information about that at whiskeywineandwildlife.com. We'll be beating that drum over the next couple of months, December, January. But come on down. It's only an hour and, 15 minutes from downtown Savannah. There's plenty of hotels. You don't have to stay at the Westin. There's a Holiday Inn, and there's some smaller hotels there if you wanted to spend the night. But we'll talk about that more down the road. I just wanted to mention it now, just in case you might want to surprise that significant other with a gift for the holidays. Hey, I got us a weekend down in Jekyll Island for this really cool food festival that this amazing food writer host guy that has a podcast and a TV show told us about. All right, dial it down, Jesse. WhiskeyWineAndWildlife.com is where you get more information. We call it W3, those of us that work with the event. But I'm not telling you how amazing it is because I do work with the event. I'm telling you how amazing it is because it happens to be amazing. So keep that in mind down the road. Like I said, we're going to talk about some, I got an update on Husk. We got some other things to talk about and a little bit more about my fried chicken and champagne event coming up in the middle of January. But first, we're going to take a break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Shuck It, an Eat It and Like It podcast, will return in a moment.
Savannah Wine Cellar is the city's only self-serve tasting room and retail wine shop, with 40 wines to sample at any given time, plus a knowledgeable staff to make sure your choice is the best one for you. You can find the Savannah Wine Cellar at the 12 Oak Shopping Center on Amercorn Street, or visit SavannahWineCellar.com for more.
Have a question you'd like answered on the air? Email us now at tips@eatitandlikeit.com.
You know, as I sit here, I'm looking up at the TV in my office, and I usually have my TVs on the news. I'm an old news guy. It's hard to get that out of my blood. But I've got it on sports right now, and as I record this, the Dolphins are scheduled to play Monday Night Football tonight. And the Dolphins are catastrophically awful or halfway decent, depending on the day. But I suppose that's just how it goes, right? So I'm sitting here looking up going, yeah, they're going to make me stay up late and lose. It's so frustrating when you get older and you'd like to go to sleep early, but your team plays Monday Night Football. When we were kids, I looked forward to Monday. Oh, man, my team's on Monday Night Football. I get to stay up late. And now I'm looking up at an 8:15 kickoff, and I'm like, jeez. But I'm a real fan. Win or lose, I'll watch. and then I'll pay the price tomorrow. No Ambien for me tonight. thanks for joining us. If you missed the beginning of this podcast, my name is Jesse Blanco. I am host and executive producer of a local television show out of the Savannah Hilton Head Market. It is called Eat It and Like It with Jesse Blanco. Eat It and Like It with Jesse Blanco. It airs on the local NBC affiliate here in Savannah Hilton Head. That will be WSAV. It airs Sunday morning, 7:30. We are in our seventh season, our sixth year of television. We've been nominated for a couple of Emmys. Haven't won one yet, but, you know, good things come to those who wait, right? That is a little bit about me and who we are and what we're doing here. The website is eatitandlikeit.com, which you can get more information about anything I'm telling you about here in a little more depth. Quick hitter, mentioned Sean Brock was at the Savannah Food and Wine Festival at Taste of Savannah. He offered a cooking demo with some pickled shrimp, which were pickled in citrus, I believe it was. He had some local citrus, believe it or not, and some palmetto hearts, palmetto, I believe it was. Interesting dish. I got to try it. It was very tasty, but it was nothing overly cooked. It was pickled shrimp. It was just so light and wonderful, and it's nice to have some kind of dish like that in the fall time, where, you know, everybody thinks we go from, you know, something incredibly light to beef bourguignon. There's got to be something halfway in between, right? It was a pickled shrimp with hearts of palmetto, and it's all local. And if you know the Husk concept, they are obsessed with local. The more local they can get, the better they believe the dish will be, as far as, you know, what it will be locally. And it is coming to Savannah. They have a location in Charleston, the original. They have one in Nashville, both beautifully restored historic homes. They have one in Greenville, has not opened yet as of this recording, but it's scheduled to open very soon. And then they have one coming to Savannah. It was originally set to open on December the 4th. Ownership thought they had built in plenty of time to get everything sorted out and still open December the 4th after they made the big announcement right before Hurricane Irma decided to get on our nerves mid-September. But that announcement got buried because of Irma. But now that opening date has been pushed back. No one's committing to an actual date, so I'm not going to give you a number, but it's going to be after Christmas. Might be in the window between Christmas and New Year's. It might be a little bit later than that, but it definitely will be after Christmas. So if you were hoping to visit Husk during the holiday season, that is unlikely. So, yeah, it'll be after Christmas. When exactly, is up in the air, but yeah, take my word for that. Another place that has just opened that you should know about, I've written about it in the paper. It's going to be featured on our television show this weekend, November 19th, 7:30 a.m. on WSAV, is a sandwich shop called Totally Baked. Totally Baked is a concept developed by chef owner Pat McNamara, who's the chef owner at Noble Fare. Noble Fare is one of those fine dining restaurants here in Savannah that if you don't know about it, you don't know about it. It's tucked away off the beaten path. You won't find, you know, big, giant advertising. You won't find mob scene crowds. They just kind of do their thing quietly. Chef Patty Mac, as he likes to be called, has a simple menu. He believes in doing, you know, 7, 10, 12 things tops, doing them exceptionally well every night rather than have a giant menu that'll drive you crazy. And they've been there for 10, 11 years. It's one of the best in town. He's one of the best chefs in town. They do an excellent job. Jennifer, his wife, is kind of front of the house. He's back of the house. He's the engine in the kitchen. But he's opened a sandwich shop. They've opened a sandwich shop about a block and a half from their restaurant. It's called Totally Baked. It's something that he'd been talking about doing for 15 years, and he finally decided this was the time with all the growth here in Savannah wants to get in on the ground floor, and he's doing all kinds of homemade stuff. The breads he's not making himself. He is talking to some local bakers about getting fresh baked bread, but he's doing sandwiches like, you know, New Orleans-style muffalettas. He's doing a meathead sandwich, which has mortadella and serrano ham, roast beef, black forest ham, all kinds of stuff. You can get pesto on yours. You can get different cheeses. He's doing salads. He's doing his own custom salad dressings. He gave me a little wheat berry salad as a side the other day with the sandwich I had. And it was wheat berry, had some quinoa in there, had some kale. It was so incredibly delicious. So you look at this and say, man, I could eat just this. It's so good. You find Totally Baked on Jefferson Street at Jones. If you know where the Crystal Beer Parlor is here in Savannah, it's iconic. It's right across the street, right diagonally across Jefferson Street. You'll find Totally Baked. They're open 6 days a week, 11 to 6, 11 a.m., 6 p.m. And those sandwiches are huge. And you'll need a nap after if you don't bring somebody to split them with or eat half and take it home. Take my word for it. It's worth stopping in there. Not a lot of big fancy frou-frou coffees. They do have a cooler with some soft drinks and waters and juices and stuff. It's just a neighborhood sandwich shop, but what they're doing well. And they just opened at this point, mid-November. So they'll be expanding their menu and maybe doing a hot dish here or there. When it's cold, he might be doing soups. He might be doing stews, something he can do in a pot over at Noble, perhaps, and bring it over. So, keep an eye out for that. Totally Baked. That is a sandwich concept by Patty Mack, Noble Fair. Last thing I'm going to discuss with you before we go for this podcast. I'll have another before Thanksgiving. I'm hoping to bring a baker in and chat with my friend Natasha about some tips, those of you who like to bake at home during the holidays, what you can do to make whatever you're baking at home better. She's one of the most talented bakers in town, and hopefully she'll have some tips for you. But I'll be very honest with you, I got a jammed up week this last week before Thanksgiving week, and so I'm hoping to squeeze that in if we can line it up. But if I don't catch up with Natasha before Thanksgiving, we'll still have a chat next week, and then I'll catch up with Natasha right after Thanksgiving when people are still doing a lot of holiday baking. So last thing to discuss with you all is my fried chicken and champagne event. The Eat It and Like a Champagne fried chicken and champagne event was held last year in January at the B Historic Hotel downtown Savannah, actually about a block away from Noble Fair that we were just talking about, at Harris and Montgomery Street, right when you come down the flyover there into downtown Savannah on the on I-16. If you get to the light where you see the Civic Center, you've gone too far. It's behind that. It's right when you come down. It's a beautifully renovated hotel. It's a beautiful restaurant. They've got great space there. And the best part of it all is Chef Will does the most unique fried chicken you may have ever had. And I realize in the South, that's quite a statement, but I believe it to be true. He learned this from his grandma, he says. He grew up here in South Georgia, where he brines his fried chicken in sweet tea. And for a couple of days, I believe it is, a day, I don't think it reaches 2 days. But then the second day, it marinates in buttermilk, and then the coating and all that stuff that we're more familiar with. But he starts it with sweet tea. And it makes that fried chicken so incredibly wonderful. The flavor is unique. You know, if you know what I've done in here or what I do here in Savannah, and my inability my lack of desire to speak in hyperbole, I won't tell you something is the best I've ever had unless it's the best I've ever had. I'm not prepared to say that about my fried chicken, but I am prepared to say that it was so incredibly crazy good. But we did have some people at our event last year saying this was the best fried chicken they ever had, and they grew up here in Savannah. Had one guy say to another group in front of them, I'm not just saying this, but I think this is better than Mrs. Wilkes. I think someone chucked an empty beer bottle at him. I'm kidding, but he did get out. Oh, come on now. But he defended himself. He loved it. Point being, the fried chicken is exceptional. This fried chicken and champagne event, we do high-end champagne. We had some really, really good stuff. the kind that retail will cost you probably $65, $70 a bottle. I don't want to commit to names because I don't know who's committing to the event just yet, but it's great champagne. And if you don't know, I learned this somewhere along the way at a wine dinner somewhere, that the best wine to pair with fried chicken is champagne. So we decided to do a fried chicken and champagne event. It is all you can eat. It is all you can drink. And it is only $65 per person. And that is inclusive of gratuity, taxes, extra. But it is a phenomenal deal. A phenomenal deal for all you can eat fried chicken and high-end champagne. Like I mentioned earlier, it sold out last year. We sold 70 tickets in our first effort with minimal promotion. And I believe we're gonna shrink the size of the event a little bit to make it a little more comfortable for everybody. I'm not exactly sure what the final number will be, but it will be less than 70. And I believe it's going to be excellent. I believe it's going to be every bit as good as last year, if not a little bit better, because we had a little bit of growing pains. We got a little overwhelmed with the crowd as soon as they got there at 7 last year. So we're going to fix that. That's the first thing we discussed afterward last year, how to address, you know, the crowd showing up right at 7 o'clock. But all of that said, it's a wonderful evening, about 2 hours. The dates will be mid-January. Don't have them as of yet. I'm going to finalize that there this week. And hopefully tickets will be on sale. The only place you can get tickets are eatitandlikeit.com. Hopefully tickets will be on sale by Friday, November the 18th. $65 plus tax, and we take care of everything from there. You just show up and eat it and like it and drink it and like it. So put that on your radar. If you want to buy some tickets for your favorite person for the holidays, you'll come on out and have a great time and eat quite possibly could be the best fried chicken you've ever had. I don't know. That's up to you, not me. So much to get to. I don't even know how long we've gone with this, but I'm sure it's too long. We've got a whole lot of things to come here in December. We've got new episodes of the television show, including this week. So check us out Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m. WSAV. Or, you know, if you don't have a DVR or you don't live in this market, because podcasts reach everywhere, you can find all of our episodes of the television show on YouTube. The channel is Eat It and Like It, I believe it is, or Jesse Blanco, one or the other. You see all of the episodes of our television show, and it's not just limited to Savannah. It's Bluffton, it's Hilton Head, it's Charleston, it's Florida, it's Atlanta, it's Nashville, it's everywhere. And we've got plans for a whole lot more. So thanks so much for hanging out here with us on Shuck It and Eat It and Like It podcast. We will have more for you next week. Don't forget, anytime, open 24 hours a day. You can get all the information you'd like at eatitandlikeit.com. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Jesse Blanco. We'll catch you next time. But you're the sweetest thing ever to pass my eye in this place, I do believe. Maybe it's just a coincidence or just something I perceive. Even though you're laughing and playing with your girls, your eyes keep passing back to me. Yo, move your body, girl. You wanna add a car, wine it up like a West Indian, gonna carnival.